Chapter 28. Blombadinga, and has not been since heard of. What an extraordinary story, said Smith and Jones, two young students, Giglio's special friends. Ha! What is this? Giglio went on, reading. Second edition, Express. We hear that the troop under Baron Spinachai has been surrounded, and utterly routed, by General Count Hagenarmo, and the so-eyed Dyson Princess has sent a prisoner to the capital. University News. Yesterday, at the schools, the distinguished young student, Mr. Giles, read a Latin oration, and was complimented by the Chancellor of Bisforo, Dr. Prugnero, with the highest university honor, the wooden spoon. Never mind that stuff, says Giles, greatly disturbed. Home with me, my friends. Gallant Smith. Intrepid Jones. Friends of my studies, partakers of my academic toils, I have that to tell which shall astonish your honest minds. Go it, old boy, cries the impetuous Smith. Talk away, my buck, says Jones, a lively fellow. With an air of indescribable dignity, Giglio checked their natural, but no more seemly, familiarity. Ones, Smith, my good friends, said the prince, disguises henceforth useless. I am no more the humble student Giles, I am the descendant of a royal line. Atavus et regibus. I know, old co, cried Jones. He was going to say old cock, but a flash from the royal eye again on him. Friends, continued the prince, I am that Giglio. I am, in fact, Paphlagonia. Rise, Smith, and kneel not in the public street. Jones, thou true heart. My faithless uncle, when I was a baby, filched from me that brave crown my father left me, bred me, all young and careless of my rights, like unto hapless Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, and had I any thoughts about my wrongs, soothed me with promises of near redress. I should espouse his daughter, young Angelica. We two indeed should reign in Paphlagonia. His words were false, false as Angelica's heart, false as Angelica's hair, color, front teeth. She looked with her skew eyes upon young Bulbo, Crim Tartary's stupid heir, and she preferred him. 'Twas then I turned my eyes upon Betsindera Salba, as she now is, and I saw in her the blushing sum of all perfection, the pink of maiden modesty, the nymph that my fond heart had ever wooed in dreams. And see, I don't give this speech, which was very fine, but very long. And though Smith and Jones knew nothing about the circumstances, my dear reader does, so I go on. The prince and his young friends hastened home to his apartment, highly excited by the intelligence, as no doubt by the royal narrator's admirable manner of recounting it, and they ran up to his room, where he had worked so hard at his books. On his writing table was his bag, grown so long that the prince could not help remarking it. He went to it, opened it, and what do you think he found in it? A splendid long, gold-handled, red velvet scabbarded, cut and thrust sword, and on the sheath was embroidered a salva forever. He drew out the sword, which flashed and illuminated the whole room, and called out a salva forever. Smith and Jones following him, but quite respectfully this time, and taking the time from his royal highness. And now his trunk opened with a sudden pong, and out there came three ostrich feathers in a gold crown, surrounding a beautiful shining steel helmet, a cuirass, a pair of spurs, finally a complete suit of armor. The books on Giglio's shelves were all gone. Where there had been some great dictionaries, Giglio's friends found two pairs of jackboots labeled, Lieutenant Smith, Jones Esquire, which fitted them to a nicety. Besides, there were helmets, back and breastplates, swords, and see, just like in Mr. G. P. R. James novels, and that evening three cavaliers might have been seen issuing from the gates of Bisforo, in whom the porters, proctors, and see, never thought of recognizing the young prince and his friends. They got horses at a livery stable keeper's, and never drew bridle until they reached the last town on the frontier before you come to Crim Tartary. Here, as their animals were tired, and the cavaliers hungry, they stopped and refreshed at an hostel. I could make a Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.